This is the Real BS Show on a beautiful Thursday afternoon.
Beautiful, yes.
65 degrees, perfect. No rain yet.
No, we've had a lot of rain, though.
Yeah. Hey, before we get going, I got to say hey to Nancy Taylor.
Hey, Nancy.
She lives way over there by Philadelphia someplace, north of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
She had an accident and hurt her ribs. I guess it was pretty bad, so I'm going to tell her to get better and be more careful.
Yeah,
get better. She had to cancel a bunch of engagements. I don't know what that means, but events that she had to do. She really hurt herself pretty bad. So, Nancy, you get better, and hopefully we'll send you this show.
Yeah.
And
definitely get better, Nancy.
Yeah, right. As Gary's wife.
Yeah.
And she's I think she's the same age as me. I'm not sure. But put some horse liniment on your ribs. Maybe that'll help. I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyways, let's dig into this. So this week we got to do a little story about Rick Derringer.
Yeah.
A long time super duper guitar player, and I think he started off, first couple of songs he did was famous for,
right,
were his best ones, you know, and then he just played with all kinds of different people.
Right.
And he didn't like rock and roll bubblegum music, so he got away from he started with the McCoys.
Right.
Over there in Ohio.
Right.
And they're kind of like Ohio State's national anthem or something. Hang on, Snoopy.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's do this. You probably know more about him than I do. I don't know that much about him.
Yeah, I mean, you met him, haven't you? I mean,
I never met him.
Uh-uh. I thought you kind of knew him. Yeah, he died on May 26th, and so that was kind of we need to do something about this because, you know, he was 77 years old, but man, he did so many different albums. He worked with Steely Dan, Cyndi Lauper, Weird Al Yankovic. You know, he did Egger and Johnny Winters. He did work with them, and he just played a lot of different songs. He wrote his own music. He did, you know, did the entrance song for Hulk Hogan. I mean, he did a lot of movies too. He did a lot of music for movies and stuff. So,
but yeah, super guitar player, that's for sure.
He wasn't far from Erie, really. I mean, grand scheme of things, you know,
he was that close to Erie, and he still was good.
Yeah. Right. You know, these are things that, you know, most people, you know, when you hear his music, you might not know it was him, but he was involved. And just, you know, we have to celebrate the talent that came about, you know.
All right, well, let's play his first biggie, Hang On, Sloopy.
Yeah.
That's where he got started. That's where he took off from.
Right.
The McCoys went bye-bye, but he kept going.
He kept on going. He kept on rocking and rolling.
Yep, yep. Okay, Seth, take it away.
Town.
Show, you know, you got Rick Derringer. We're kind of doing a tribute to him, I guess, you know.
Yeah, why not? He deserves it.
He's had quite a few hits, you know.
Seemed like a good guy.
Yeah, seemed level-headed, you know, and wrote good music, very talented musician. And one of the ones is Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. You know, I think that was like, wasn't that his real first solo hit?
Yeah, it was his band that he put together afterwards.
Yeah.
And, took it away and everybody loved it, so
right,
that's where you got to start,
right? Yeah, that's one of those ones that you hear on the radio and you might not even know who it is sometimes. Most I'd say most people probably know who he is, you know.
Not too many.
Yeah,
he didn't splash himself around that much.
No But yeah, it's for 77 years old, he just was out there just constantly making music, you know. That's the crazy thing. I, you know, you researching him, you could just see just all these different artists he played with, and worked with, you know, Nick Nelson, you know, from Cheap Tricks, and the Birds and the Eagles and Mountain, you know, B.B. King, you know, just kept on going and going and going, you know. He also did a few things with, like, Vanilla Fudge. I think you know where to hear
him. Oh, yeah, those two guys, yeah.
Badfinger, that's another band.
Bogart and Appice.
There
he is. Appice.
Right. He also was drummer. This next one, Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, was on Dazed and Confused, that movie from the 90s. And it was on Guitar Hero. So, you know. But, no, it's just, we got a lot there going on, you know. So.
Okay, let's hear it.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Dave, somebody say keep on rocking. We'll be right back.
fills the room. Roses in your low rent tomb. A picture made of cheap perfume.
Back the real BS show. Yeah, so you know, I know I wasn't a huge fan of WWF or WWE, whatever it was, but I remember watching a few of them, you know, shows when I was growing up. And
you mean those pro wrestling guys?
Yeah, well, the fake wrestling. Yeah. It's all scripted. You know, UFC's way more superior, or even boxing. You know, there's real good boxers out there. But regardless, you know, Hulk Hogan had an entrance song. So when he came out. And this is that one that I instantly, when I heard it again, because I've heard this song millions of times, but when I heard it, I was like, right, that was Hulk Hogan entrance song. And that's how far, you know, Rick Derringer, you know, more people have probably have heard his music and just didn't know it was him. So this is one of those ones here, you know, that I think that people would recognize right away, you know, real American.
All right.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
shelter, a source of protection. Don't break a string, and don't break a heart. Stretch it too far, it'll fall apart. Guitars and women, and the clock, well, it keeps on rocking on. And what else can move you like a sad?
Was not us moaning there. That was Rick Derringer. Rest in peace. Bill, when you were younger, as a teenager, did you have a teenage love affair?
No.
No? You didn't have any girls that you were chasing after, you know?
Nah, I don't. Not that I know of. I don't know.
You don't regret? He's being a politician with me right now. I'm joking.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, you kind of reminisce back when you were a teenager. You know?
I loved them, everyone.
There you go. That's a true Bill right there. Yeah, TJ, is that TJ Shepherd, right? Yeah. But Rick Derringer, you know, he wrote a song about teenage love affair, and I got a few other songs that are coming with it, too, because, you know.
You know, I don't really know much about Rick Derringer other than the McCoys. You
yeah.
Know, once rock and roll hoochie coo was over, that was the end of it for me.
Yeah.
I didn't know what he did.
Yeah, yeah. He was out there performing, definitely, for sure. I knew more of the, I didn't know that he was part of as much as the Hang On Sloopy stuff. I knew more of the rock and roll Hoochie Coo and further on, because he influenced a lot of other musicians I listened to growing up. So, yeah, we got some more stuff here. Then we got some other bands that he did. We'll do those next, after this.
Yeah.
Yeah. your bundle of joy. We'll be right back.
right. Now we got Edgar Winter with Rick...
Derringer.
Thank you. I had a brain fart there. He worked with Johnny Winters and Edgar quite a few albums, right?
Edgar Winter, John Winter. He sat in with everybody. Yeah. Steely Dan and all kinds of different people.
Right. So, yeah, we can just throw those together. And
he just sat there looking for work.
Yeah. He was out there performing with a lot of people. He did Cyndi Lauper, did Barbara Streisand, and, oh, the list goes on. But these are ones I didn't even know he was involved in, you know. The one I'll say is I have to say this real quick, is he produced all the Weird Al Yankovic albums. And that, to me, I love Weird Al. He's, like, is a genius comedian in my eyes. And Rick Derringer was involved with all of that. That's the one that blew me away, that he was heavily involved with Weird Al Yankovic. So to me, that's where I was like, wow, that's...
Yeah, I didn't know him either.
Yeah, he's really good. We've done a few of his songs.
I got one of his relatives buy his firewood off me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's got a big horse statue in front of a really beautiful place down by Franklin.
Yeah. But yeah, here we go. We'll do some Edgar Winter.
Yeah.
we go. So this is the Real BS Show. We have...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Forgot to say that.
Yeah, this is Steely Dan next and Joe Bonamassa. I like Joe Bonamassa, too. You know, Steely Dan's great. Joe Bonamassa's talented at this crew. And they even picked him to work with them.
Yeah, he's worked with a lot of good people.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, they knew his talent was there, so why not tap it, you know, like an oil well. So here's Steely and Joe Bonamassa with Rick Derringer.
Like you take two.
I got snakes.
is the Real BS Show. We're coming to an end.
It's time to say goodbye till next week.
Yeah. This is Rick Derringer in his own words. Don't ever say goodbye, and it's time to go.
Yeah, kind of fitting for a dedication to him.
Yeah.
He was a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah, we lost a good one. Talented. He was born in 47, died in 2025, 77 years old, just rocking to the end. He kept on going. So rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace. See you next week.
See ya.
It's time to go. Go to the walking on.